The Coming New Man by Jan van Rijkenboer. Preface. The first edition of The Coming New Man was published in 1957. Western Europe had started to restore the damage caused by World War II. Idealists from all quarters of the world assembled to propagate peace and to shape a new world order. Now, nearly 50 years later, much has changed, but the struggle between nations still continues, and more than ever, humanity is seeking a way out of its self-created perils. The Brotherhood of the Golden Rosy Cross accompanies seeking humanity in its struggle for the light. To show and explain the path of inner liberation, Jan van Rijkenboer outlined in De Gloria Intacta, 1946, the idea of the path lying ahead for humanity. The Coming New Man is the concretization of this idea. In a very detailed way, the author describes the new era and the new humanity that will populate the earth during the centuries ahead. In this era, there will be no room for the current, cultivated personality. In the now started stage of cosmic development, humanity is confronted with a totally new concept, namely, the human being who is guided by the immortal soul. This human being is living from a new consciousness. To achieve this, the path of Gnostic transfiguration has been opened. Egoistic interests must and shall be given up in order to accomplish this lofty goal. The personality described in The Coming New Man not only consists of the I, but it is a fourfold system of bodies in various stages of development. By the purification of this system, and by adding a new dimension to it, it becomes suitable for transfiguration. This is the total replacement of the current human being by a type of human being that lives from powers that are now still virtually unknown. In a detailed way, Jan van Rijkenboer describes this type of human being, a vaguely outlined ideal to many philosophers and artists, so that the modern seeker can recognize it and direct his course accordingly. Sometimes the author's words seem to be slightly outdated, however, you should be aware that he had to propagate his universal message in the language and concepts current a half century ago. This does not alter the power of his argument and the truth of his words. Rosy Cross Press.